This is JIS News. Coming up, National Security Minister commends the security forces for work done to reduce crime in 2014. New reform introduced to make filing of taxes easier for self-employed persons and Montego-based tourism infrastructure to receive further boost. The news in detail after the break.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure-sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. National Security Minister Peter Bunting has lauded the police for their work in reducing crime in 2014. In an open letter to Police Commissioner Dr. Carl Williams, the minister expressed pleasure in the strong performance of the police, particularly the gains made in appropriate use of force. Minister Bunting noted that preliminary figures in the Serious Crime Review for 2014 show double-digit reductions in every category. Murder was down 16%, shootings 12%, rape 23%, aggravated assault 17%, and acquisitive crimes 10.5%. Mr. Bunting adds that he's particularly pleased that police fatal shootings were down 54% and arrests primarily for minor offenses have been reduced by 19%. And the National Security Minister is lauding the efforts of the Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Agency, MOCA, in carrying out its work in an effective manner in 2014. The year, Minister Bunting says, proved successful in terms of the number of arrests made by MOCA.
For the first time, we saw professionals being charged with a wide range of corruption-related offenses, financial crimes, a wide range of public servants from people working in the tax administration, pensions, in the Ministry of Finance, motor vehicle examiners. I think the impunity that perhaps once existed for persons involved in these corrupt activities is definitely being challenged by MOCA.
MOCA targets and brings to justice the kingpins of the criminal networks. The focus of the agency has been expanded to incorporate the facilitators of crime, including corrupt police officers, lawyers, bankers, and family members who knowingly accommodate or provide support to criminals and corrupt officials. Self-employed persons should find it easier to file and pay their taxes in 2015. This as Tax Administration Jamaica, TAJ, has introduced a new single form which allows individuals to file their annual income tax, education tax, National Housing Trust, NHT, and National Insurance Scheme, NIS contributions in one location. The Self-Employed Person's Annual Return of Income, Taxes and Contributions form, S04, officially came into effect on January 1, 2015. Communications Officer at Tax Administration Jamaica, Leighton Beckles, says the new form will save self-employed persons time, money, and effort.
The S04 form replaces the ITO1, ET01, and the NHT and NIS annual declaration forms. Now, these forms would have been submitted by self-employed persons when making their annual declarations, and they would have been submitted to three separate agencies. This consolidated form now is allowing self-employed persons to submit one form, one place, with one payment.
Mr. Beckles says the introduction of the new form is in keeping with initiatives to modernize and amalgamate vital services to make it easier for persons to do business in Jamaica. And Montego-based tourism infrastructure is set to receive a further boost with the completion of renovation work on an additional 127 shops at the Harbour Street Craft Market. The project represents a partnership involving the St. James Parish Council, Tourism Enhancement Fund, and the Tourism Product Development Company, undertaken at a cost of just over $51 million. This brings the TEF's investment in Montego-based craft trade infrastructure to approximately $65 million and follows the recent commissioning of 15 newly renovated shops at the Old Fort Craft Market and Heritage Center. Executive Director of TPDCO Dennis Hickey says the Harbour Street Craft Market is about 98% ready, with just a few finishing touches to be made. Work on the 127 shops included renovation of the shops and bathroom facilities and overall painting, upgrading of the existing drainage and soakaway system, as well as the external driveway, lighting, walkways, and the existing perimeter fencing. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.